Yeah, Lisa's able.
Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
It's 44136.
Bear with me just a moment. And that was 44136.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first and last name for me.
I'm Crystal Kavanaugh.
And Ms. Kavanaugh, verify your address for me, please.
14821 Lennox Drive in Strongsville, Ohio.
All right, thank you so much for that information. Let's see what we have here. Looking over the account, I see that you did business with a company called Ideal Intensity, which is dietary products designed to reduce appetite, increase metabolism, and get rid of body toxins. Looks as if you signed up for a 14-day trial subscription. It was a free. The company allows you to try out their products for free for 14 days. On the 15th day is when they charge you for the two products that they send you. So it looks as if your 15th day was on the 5th. Let's see, your shipment was delivered on the 29th. How can we help you tonight?
I was calling to cancel that trial or that subscription.
How is the products working for you?
I actually can't take them. I ran over it with the doctor, and that's not something that I can take.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. So you'll receive an email cancellation within 24 to 48 hours in the email address that we have on file.
Okay. And now am I going to be charged that amount that was going pending?
Let's see. It's already, it has already been charged, but you won't receive any other charges or products.
So there's no way to cancel that amount that's going through?
That's already processed. No, ma'am, we're not able to tamper with that. All right. Was there anything else I can help you with tonight?
Okay. And now what about, what charge is that for? Because I have two charges on my account.
Give me just a moment. All right, Ms. Kavanaugh, navigating back to that screen. The account has been canceled for you. Okay, so the two charges that you are billed are for the products that were delivered on the 29th.
Okay, so what are those amounts?
$85.90 and $94.90.
Now, can I return them since I was not able to use them?
No, ma'am. Once they leave the warehouse, they won't accept them back due to health and safety regulations.
Okay. All right. Then I'm just going to call my bank then and deal with them. Because I don't have any email confirmation from you guys to cancel any trial period or anything. I just went through my email with the bank.
No, you
and I received something in the mail, but I didn't. But that's the problem. How would I know? How would I have that information if you guys didn't send me anything?
It's on that company's website, ma'am. You have to agree that you're 18 years or older and that you read and understand their terms and conditions before they send their products out.
Right, but there's no invoice or anything with that information to give me a phone number to call. I had to call the bank to get the number.
I'm not sure about invoice, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'll call my bank and dispute it.
Okay. Now, if you open a dispute, ma'am, you're still going to have to speak with this company and resolve it. What they're going to do
fine.
Is they're going to issue you a temporary refund. They're going to contact this company. They're going to open an investigation and look on the website to see if the terms and conditions are listed. Once they see that, then you'll be responsible for those charges yourself. Give me a moment. let me speak with my supervisor and see if there's anything they can do for you.
Okay.
Just a moment.
She's like, well, you agreed to the terms on the trial online. And I'm like, but I have no invoice with a phone number to call to cancel. There's nothing in my email with the information. Well, it's on their website. I'm like, but you sent me a product with no information.
Thank you so much for your patience. After conversing with the supervisor, I am able to offer you a 35% discount on the charges as a courtesy. That amount can be credited back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. So what, how much is that amount?
$31.48 each.
And you said 3 to 5 business days?
Correct.
Okay, what do I need to do for that?
Nothing. I could just put it in the system. Was there anything else?
Nope, that'll do it.
All right, thanks for calling in the customer service, and you have a great evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.